This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air. We got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation to, well, what are we doing here? Dispensing of?
Yeah, we're dispensing it. We're dropping it on folks.
Yeah.
It's knowledge.
It's knowledge.
Coming their way.
So we
going their way.
You're listening to American Family Radio, Tim, Ed, and JJ. We're here every Friday with Trivia Friday. Let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We'll go to Ohio, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon, y'all. How are you?
Hey, Brother James, thanks for calling. Where do you live in Ohio?
I live in Ashland, Ohio, right between Columbus and the great city of Cleveland, where the Browns play.
Okay.
Good.
Well, welcome to the program. Have you been on before?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, welcome to the program. We have a lot of great listeners in the Buckeye State.
Do you go to see the Browns play any?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit it on air.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's usually plenty of tickets.
We have a staff member here who grew up in Ohio, and he's a Browns fan and a Buckeye fan, so it's blissful on Saturday and torture on Sunday. And so
I know the pain.
Huh? Yeah.
I know the pain.
So you get all right, so what do you want to do here, James? Ask
or
answer both?
I'm going to answer and ask.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The peanut buttery.
Here we go, Ed.
There's the question. Mm-hmm. The packaging of what candy bar declares itself to be crispity, crunchity, and peanut buttery? What do you say, James?
I'm going to guess Butterfinger.
It is Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
Nice.
Hey, that
nice.
Was my favorite candy bar growing up.
Did you know the answer to that?
I didn't. But
yes, sir. Well, it's a guess. I took a guess.
Yeah. So, you took a guess. You like Butterfingers, do you, James?
No, I really don't care much for peanut butter.
I'm with you. I like chocolate, peanut butter, sometimes.
The I'm only with Tim, thing, that's one of my top favorites.
I grew up at the drugstore, you know, getting a Sprite and a
Butterfinger.
A Sprite and a Butterfinger Spider-Man book.
Comic book.
I would sit outside the drugstore for an hour and read that.
Hey, you didn't have to worry about people kidnapping
snatching you.
Or
no. No, you really didn't. I mean, it was a very safe environment.
Yep.
And I just remember the Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Go in the drugstore and get the Butterfinger bar with the.
So how much would that cost you?
With the yellow and blue wrapping. What now?
The Sprite and the Butterfinger.
Gosh, I think
comic books were probably 12 cents.
I think a Sprite or out of the would be like a quarter maybe or something like that, right? Huh?
So for a dollar, you were all set.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, but then you get the comic book for
50
cents or whatever it was. Anyway. All right, to James, let's see.
Yeah, your question for us.
My question for you is, how many championships did Woody Hayes win at the Ohio State University?
Good question.
Okay, Woody Hayes is the legendary coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes from the 60s and 70s, maybe 80s. I think he decked that Clemson player.
And that was it.
That was it for him. How many, I don't know if he decked him or not, but anyway, I just remember that was the incident that led to his demise. I'm going to say three, James.
And I don't have any kind of guess. I'm going to go with Tim.
Well, let's see. The Buckeyes have won, is it eight total, James?
I think it's eight, yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say he won three.
Bump it up. You're going to say three?
Three or four.
Okay.
But I would say Woody Hayes because he was there a long time. I mean, Go ahead, James. What's the answer?
The answer is three.
Wow. Damn. Yeah. Man, that's our fearless leader.
Well, I would guess three or four. The Ohio State won one with Urban Meyer. Of course, they just won one with Friday. I don't know the other coaches other than that they would have won a national championship with. But anyway, thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Good
to hear
weekend.
From you. Who's up next, Ed?
All right. We go to the Sunflower State, Kansas. And Scott is on the line. Scott, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. It's morning here, not afternoon.
Yeah. Well, good morning to you, Scott. Where do you live in Kansas?
I live in Marion, Kansas.
Okay.
JJ knows right where that is. I'm sure.
Where is that, JJ? I'm looking at a map.
I can't really tell you on the map because I'm paying attention to Google or Siri and,
So you always refer to the Flint Hills area.
Flint Hills. That's right. It's western Kansas.
No, yeah, it's eastern Kansas, isn't it?
I'll go with northern Kansas.
60 miles southeast of, or northeast of Wichita.
Right.
So it's the eastern part of the
state. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Over from
Newton. We're waiting for JJ to come this way so we can go see him.
Hey, I'll be there May the 31st and June the 1st. Where? In Newton, Kansas.
May the 31st?
Yes, sir.
And June the 1st.
Yep.
My wife's writing it down.
Kansas. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just 30 minutes from here. Good.
Well, there you go. And everybody thinks that Kansas is just flat as a pool table, but you have the Flint Hills, and it's kind of neat how it just out in the middle of nowhere, nice little buttes and, some little hills there.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in California, so this is kind of flat for me.
Right. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I think I'm going to do the linguistic question.
All right. What does a linguist study?
Well, they study language.
Language. Study language.
How many languages do you speak, Scott?
I speak two.
Okay.
But one of them is not with my tongue. I speak sign language.
Wow. All right.
Sign language, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you learn that?
Actually, my dad and my mom were ministers to the deaf for 31 years. And I took a two-week seminar and learned sign language back in 1971 and have used it off and on pretty much all my life. But it's kind of handy to have around. When you see people talking, you can get in on the conversation.
Right. So help first responders, help at church services, so many ways to minister.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Scott and Tim and Ed. My daughter, Maddie, who's always had a heart and a compassion for anybody hurting in any realm. She's actually a missionary and teacher now in Africa. But she one day realized, hey, the only person that's a foreigner in their own country and isolated is the deaf right here in the United States. And you just can't have a conversation. Yeah. You can't sit there at the coffee shop, at the restaurant, and you are just alone in your own city and your own. So she started learning sign language just to be able to love on people and and share the gospel.
And she is learning Swahili now.
And she's learning Swahili. Oh. Yeah. Hey, Scott, way to go on that. What's your question for us?
Well, there's a word in the English dictionary, speaking of linguistics, and it uses all five vowels in order. Do you know what that word is?
The word.
A-E-I-O-U.
And sometimes why. What's the...
That was a farmer, wasn't it?
You're thinking of
Bingo. Was his name, No, he's thinking of McDonald. E-I-E-I-O.
All McDonald.
Well, now look, what was the thing that we had to learn how to type? The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog?
Yeah.
But I don't know what one word that's got all those in there.
A-E-I-I-I.
This might be a riddle. Yeah. All right, what's the answer, Scott?
It's not a riddle. I'm not being facetious.
All right.
Facetious.
Hey.
That's good, right there. We'll have to use that one.
That was very good.
F-A-C-E-I-O-U-S.
Oh, wow.
Facetious. Now, I'm going to have to try to remember that one. That's bound to come up.
Tell us the question again so we can remember it. We're going to use it at lunch today.
What word in the English language uses all five vowels in order?
And it's only that word, facetious?
As far as I know, yep.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Hey, thank you again for your ministry, and I'll see you guys. Make sure and come up and introduce yourself May and June there in Newton.
You know where in Newton? Or
It's a Bible class ministry on the May the 31st, and then I'm speaking at a church on Newton Bible Church, I think. On Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then JJ's getting his real estate license.
No, I've got to meet with my political campaign there in Kansas towards my bid for the governor's race.
Hey, and by the way, if you want to find out that calendar and those locations specifically, they can go to your website, right?
Website, jjjasper.com. Thank you for that. Or right, JJ Jasper Official on Facebook and keep up with a lot of things happening.
All right. Without adding new questions, let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Thank you, Scott. All right. I have two questions remaining. Borscht, gazpacho, and Territor are soups with something in common. What is that?
Not jalapenos, right?
Not jalapenos, no. Okay. And then second question remaining, how is white sugar converted into brown sugar? That's what I have.
Through love.
Through love.
Hey, that's Valentine's Day. That
sure
was,
is.
That was apropos love. Or facetious. I can't think which one it is.
It just makes me happy as a clam.
Here's what I've got. All right, so the flag is thrown. The NFL guy walks over. He clicks his mic, makes sure his mic's hot, and then he stretches his arms out at his side with his palms down. What is the signal?
What's the penalty?
What's the penalty when an NFL referee stretches his arms out at his sides with his palms down? And then this early U.S. political party's name makes you think of your hairdresser. What was the name of the party? And the last U.S. president from this party was Millard Fillmore. So, of course, not Democrat, not Republican. What was one of the parties back in the old days?
All right, my two questions are, what is the name of the fairy tale characters who lived in a house made of candy? All right, this isn't obscure, okay? This is something we all know, the answer to that question. Or most everybody should know.
It was the Callery family. And man, they spent more time at Weight Watchers than anybody else in their neighborhood.
They would have. They'd still be here today. Number two, my second question is, the stretch of beach that runs along, that runs from Gulf Shores, Alabama to Panama City Beach, Florida, has historically been called this as a slang term. What is it? All right. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Let's go to Tennessee. I think that's the first time today. Arthur is on the line. So, Arthur, welcome to the program. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been on once before, so it's good to good to be back on again.
Thank you, Arthur. Appreciate you calling, my friend. Where do you live in Tennessee again?
I live east, about 25 to 30 minutes east of Memphis.
Okay. Arlington? Area?
Arlington is definitely within the, Arlington's probably about 10 minutes away.
Gotcha. Ask, answer, or both, Arthur?
I'm going to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
And I'm going to answer the fairy tale question.
Okay. Here, Arthur is about to answer this question, and the question is as follows. What is the name of the fairy tale characters who lived in a house made of candy?
That would be Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. Yep, that's it. And what ethnicity or nationality would that have come from?
That is a surprise question. I have no idea.
Well, I don't even know myself, but I'm guessing it's German with those names.
German or Austrian.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But Hansel and Gretel, you got it right. Arthur, you got the question right. Way to go, my friend. Sorry the cowbell didn't ring, but such is life. Yeah.
Too bad I can't answer two questions.
Yeah. That's a life lesson. Right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We've all gone those days when we say, too bad I couldn't answer two questions. Am I right, Ed?
That's right. Huh? But I've had my heart broken plenty of times.
I've only been able to answer one question.
Yeah.
So anyway,
what's your question for us, Arthur?
That's his life.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of compassion on this program, Arthur. That's why you go to church on Sundays, for the compassion of the Lord.
Oh, is that the reason to get compassion
and to tithe?
All right. I have a feeling you're going to trap me on something here, Arthur.
What's your question?
Well, my question is, ever since Trump so victoriously won this current term, everybody keeps accusing Trump of he's we're going to be on the verge of World War III. Mm-hmm. wouldn't the Battle of Armageddon be considered World War III?
Wow, that's a good thought.
Well, I mean, it depends on how long it's going to be before there's another world war. I mean, there could be another world war.
Well,
right?
The reason I say that is because in Revelation, and I got this interpretation from David Jeremiah, because I love listening to his evangelism, and he was going through the book of Revelation and basically saying that all the different countries surrounding Israel had converged at the battle at Megiddo to do the Battle of Armageddon. And they thought they had all the angles covered. They just forgot the one, which is up. They forgot the direction up because that's how Christ comes down from heaven to vaporize the armies and just destroy everything. So I got a feeling that's going to be the Third World War.
Yeah, well, you could be right.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the right side of that war.
Yeah.
I'm on Jesus' side.
Amen. Thank you, Arthur. Thanks, appreciate buddy. You hearing from you.
Have a great weekend.
David Jeremiah is an excellent Bible teacher.
Absolutely.
And we aired his show on our network for years.
And Arthur and some of those other husbands out there, I don't want to get in your business, but if you haven't purchased your Valentine gift for your sweetheart, you get your woman a carton of eggs. That's the way to a lady's heart right there. Yes, it's expensive, but they're worth it.
They're worth it. Better than a dozen roses.
And that's a way of avoiding World War III, if you get my drift.
We get your drift.
Yeah. Using a figure of speech there.
You're drifting right there with you, bro.
You're just using a, what's that
idiom.
Word? An idiom.
Yes.
You're an idiom.
I don't want my wife to call me one.
You know what? You're just an idiom. That's all I got to say. You need to go to your room.
I saw a meme.
Think about what you've done.
Or haven't done.
I saw a meme that said, you know, we got to quit. We have to stop saying, are you that stupid? He said, I think a lot of people are taking that as a personal challenge.
All right, let's
back
go
to the phone.
Let's go to Mississippi, and Carol is on the line. Carol, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Hey, Carol, thanks for calling. Where do you live in Mississippi?
Vardaman.
Okay, right down the road here.
Sweet potato capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, thanks for calling. Which radio station are you listening to? You know?
88.3.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
It's our tower right down the road from our studios here. Well, listen, Carol, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Just answer.
Okay, which one?
The one about the Gulf of America.
Okay. All right. You're on board. I can tell that.
Nicely done, Carol. You're a quick learner.
So we haven't had the cowbell ring.
No, haven't heard it yet.
Okay. So, Carol, the stretch of beach that runs along the Gulf from Gulf Shores, Alabama to Panama City, Florida has historically been referred to as what?
The Redneck Riviera.
Yes. The Redneck Riviera. It's been affectionately called.
I didn't know that. Redneck
Riviera. That?
I'd heard that many times, but I was thinking you're asking for the Emerald Coastline.
Well, what happened there was, at least in the Florida part, they did wanted to rename it to upscale it some, and so they called it the Emerald Coast.
Because so many people in our area were still calling it the Redneck
people
Riviera.
Still call it the Redneck Riviera. But anyway, good answer, Carol. And you said you didn't. Why didn't the bell? We don't have nobody's answered the mystery.
We have more questions left.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Carol, you got it right. How'd you know that?
I've just heard it a lot.
Okay. Do you vacation down there sometimes?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it. I will say this. For those listening around the country who've never been to that part of the Gulf, that's a great place to vacation.
The beaches are so bright white, and the water's so beautiful.
All the way from anywhere from Gulf Shores to Panama City.
It's just beautiful.
Just a beautiful part of the country that a lot of people have not ever seen. All right, you're listening to, we got 5 minutes left here. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas, and Jason is on the line. Jason, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Jason, where do you live in Texas? Luckenbach?
No, I live in Vernon, about an hour north of Austin.
Hey, Jacob, Jason, any way you can take us off Bluetooth? It's kind of rough to hear you.
I'm terribly sorry about that. I'm a truck driver for a living, and I listen to you gentlemen all day on Bluetooth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you
for doing that.
Absolutely. Ask, answer, or both, Jason?
The five I knew the answer to, I'll answer and ask. I'll take a chance at one.
Okay.
Which one?
The one about the suits?
Okay, Jason, here's the question. Borscht, gazpacho, and Territor are soups with something in common. What is it, Jason?
Are they all zoot suits?
Zoot suits? No, sir, that's clothing. A zoot suit.
A zoot suit.
You might have thought you said suits instead of soups.
No, I said soups that you eat, Jason.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I do not know the answer to that one.
Okay, all right. What's your question for us?
Okay, I got a quick NFL question for you. What was the very first NFL team to have an emblem on their helmet?
That's a good question.
All right. Okay, I'm going to guess. Jason, don't say yes or no. We all may have different guesses. I'm going to say the New York Giants.
Well, I have no idea on that one. I'm going to say the Colts, Baltimore Colts.
I'm going to throw in Green Bay just because.
Okay. What's the answer, Jason?
Okay, the actual answer is the Los Angeles Rams put a horn on their helmet.
Oh, all right. My favorite team, Jason.
And I only know that because I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and I've been a fan since I was 5 years old, so about 45 years now.
Wow.
Hey, did you ever play for the Rams, Jason?
Unfortunately, never played football. I was a basketball person.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Well, listen, thanks for listening while you drive your truck across the country.
Yes, sir. We have a lot of truck drivers listening.
We do, Jason. You take care, my friend.
And the Rams actually started in Cleveland. So
the Rams started in Cleveland.
They started the Cleveland Rams and then moved to Los Angeles.
And the Cleveland fans wish they'd have stayed.
Yeah.
Because they were cursed with the Browns after that.
We have no more time for more questions, but we have to give the answers for the ones we have left. So borscht, gazpacho, and Territor are soups with something in common. You guys know?
No, sir.
You know? It's soups that are served cold. Oh. And white sugar is converted into brown sugar by adding molasses.
What NFL, the referee holding his arms out to the sides, palms down. What is that, guys?
Unnecessary roughness.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. And then this early U.S. party makes you think, the name makes you think of your
Wigs.
Hair. The Wigs. The Whig Party. Last U.S. president from the Whig Party. Oh, and that NFL referee, that was the mystery question.
Oh, that was?
Right.
Never got answered.
Yeah. You have anything left?
No.
Hey, I've mentioned this a lot in case somebody just turned your radio on in Arkansas. This coming Sunday, I'll be at Locksburg First Baptist Church, Sunday morning service. And if you're nearby, you're invited.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And happy Valentine's.
Yep.